profound and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。阿弥陀佛。
Good morning.
We 们上一次好像讲到哪里，就是好像是暗河上中岩，明明清竹记的样子，是不是？还是四大心之父？
四大心之父好像也有讲到。
有讲到了哈，好，那可能上一次的应该我再复习一下。暗河上中岩，明明清竹记，就是在烦恼的当中啊，这个暗就是你在烦恼啊。那在烦恼当中，其实我们的心还是这一个我们那个本来的既有的智慧的这个心，也没有因为烦恼结果就变成烦恼，它还是什么？含摄了什么万法。
Last time we got as far as in obscurity words of the high and middle paths are in accord. In lucidity expressions of purity and muddiness are apparent. And we even gone as far as the four great elements return to their own nature as a child finds its mother. And let me review a little bit with you. Last time in obscurity, words of the high and middle paths are in accord. Where obscurity, we're referring to vexations. And this is really talking about even in the state of vexations, our mind, its inherent characteristic of wisdom is still exists. It's not obscured by vexations.
也就是说，我们的心，像我们说，我们还没有开悟嘛，啊，就是我们在迷的状态呀。可是我们那一颗心都一直在开悟的状态。
Even we're still in the state of confusion and ignorance, but the mind itself is actually constantly remaining in the state of enlightenment.
也就是说，假设我们那个开悟的心像一块黄金啊，那你不知道它是黄金，那拿黄金来做成马桶，那就没钱了嘛。做成马桶，那个黄金还是黄金，不会因为做成马桶就变成什么，变成石头了啊。
Again, we can liken the enlightened mind as a piece of gold. And even if you use this piece of gold and to make it mold it into the shape of a toilet, it still remains gold. It doesn't change into rock or anything else because of the shape.
这也就是说，禅宗可以在刹那间什么？由迷什么转悟，其实迷，当你悟的时候，其实你也没有增加什么；迷的时候，你也没有失去什么。
And that's why in the Chan school, there's a saying where you are able to transform from the state of ignorance and vexation instantaneously into the state of enlightenment. In fact, even when you're enlightened, you don't gain anything. And even if you're in the state of vexation and ignorance, you don't really lose anything either.
所以禅宗这种观念哦，是给大家非常什么很大的一个什么希望，是吧？
So this way of thinking gives us a great sense of empowerment and hope.
但是就是说，众生皆有什么？皆有佛性，可是你老是把黄金当成什么马桶在使用。
So, even though all sentient beings have the Buddha nature, at the same time, we often misuse this piece of gold and treat it as a toilet.
所以当马桶使用，就是我们的心本来是超越分别的。超越能守的，可是我们常常去什么 产生能守的对立，那分别好坏。
Why do I say that? I say that because even though our mind actually it can transcend the notion of subject and object, at the same time we are so used to using the mind to perceive subjectivity and objectivity, and we use this mind to make all sorts of distinctions.
那对我们一般人来讲，就是说，这是我，这是你，这是好，这是坏。我们觉得就是天经地义的事啊，可是如果你这样想的话，那就是你的黄金把它当成马桶在使用。
So of course, for regular ordinary sentient beings, the notion of subject and object, the notion of me and you, we take it as a matter of fact. We don't think anything of it. But at the same time, if we operate the mind this way, then you are not really using your piece of gold properly.
我们可能不相信啊，就是因为这是我，这是你，没有错啊。这个白天不容易体会到它是错误的，可是晚上做梦就可以知道它是错误的。这是我，这是你，不是，这全部都是你的什么？你的心。晚上做梦有没有？梦到这是我，这是你，那个梦中的我，梦中的别人是谁？是你的心。
In our waking hours, we often think of having a sense of me and you, and we don't think much of it. We think, of course, that's a matter of fact. And it's really hard to detect how erroneous it actually is. But think about when we are dreaming, in the state of dreaming, whenever you have the notion of me and you, it's really all activities of the mind. So you may be able to detect it more in the state of dreams.
所以如果说我们继续就是说这是我，这是你，这是好，这是坏，我们用这种方式，那就是你就是把那个黄金拿来当什么，当马桶使用。
If we continue to think this way, where there's I, you, and there's sense of good and bad, then in fact you're using your gold and using it as a toilet.
我们会不会这样子？
Is this how we operate?
你们现在知道了还不错，有些人是用这样的一个态度，从出生到死，然后一生又一生都是用这种方式，所以我们叫什么流转生死，从没有机会是什么可以，我们就可以什么解脱的，从来不会的，因为你就是用这种看法，觉得这种看法是没有错误的。
We are actually quite lucky that right now at least we have become aware of the difference between different ways of operating of the mind. For a lot of people, they don't even know that there's such distinction. So life after life, they're trapped in this cyclical cycle and not able to become liberated.
那明明清足记就是说明就是说你觉悟那明就是第一个明是觉悟，那第一个明就是说你就能够分辨，清跟足，清足迹就是所谓，清就是什么，他的所作所为是跟什么觉悟相应，那浊他的所作所为是跟什么，是跟迷相应。它可以分别，我们当然没有办法分别说我们哪一部分是迷。
So the last phrase in the fourth stanza, in lucidity, expressions of purity and muddiness are apparent. In the Chinese, there are two redundant repeated character, ming ming. The first one is treated as a verb, where you are making a distinction. And the second one is to realize, enlightened. So, right here, to understand purity and muddiness, purity is whatever that's in accordance to the Dharma, and muddiness is when things are not in accordance. So when you are able to make this kind of distinction clearly, then that's the right way.
那清就是你 超越能所好坏，可是你还是随顺世间讲好讲坏，可是你不会觉得真的有一个好或一个坏，这是轻。那浊就是什么？你一直在分好坏、分对错、分你我，用这种方式把它当作是这个是 OK 的，这叫浊。
Purity again. Purity means you are able to realize that there's no subject and object, and you stop making distinctions between good and bad. Yet in everyday life, you still continue on conduct your life, but in your mind, you're able to become free of subjectivity and objectivity. Whereas muddiness, you are continuously operating with the notions of subjectivity and objectivity, good and bad. That's called muddiness.
我们有时候常会就是说我什么断烦恼，然后什么证什么证菩提，是不是？那把烦恼跟菩提分成什么？是分成是两截的。
So oftentimes people talk about cutting off vexations and becoming enlightenment, reaching the state of enlightenment.And that way of thinking, you're actually separating the two, making it to, into two different states.
那这边讲的是说，有烦恼可断，有菩提可证，也就是跟我们说《心经》所讲的什么无苦集灭道，有没有？跟它是一样的，没有烦恼可断，没有什么智慧可证。
So, In that way of thinking, we people tend to think, yes, you can cut off vexations, and yes, there's enlightenment to be reached. Whereas in the Heart Sutra, it talks about no suffering, no cause of suffering, no cessation of suffering, and no path. It's really talking about, no, there's no vexations to be cut off, and there's no enlightenment to be obtained.
那没有烦恼可断，没有智慧可证，修不修？
Well, if that's the case, if there's, you don't need to cut off vexations and there's no enlightenment to be obtained, then do you have to continue to cultivate?
怎么修？
Do you have to cultivate still?
这是不同层次 的那一个，刚开始的话大家要断烦恼，他们要证菩提，那在这个层次的时候它是什么？有时候我们叫修无修之修啦，就是你要放下你分别，这是什么菩提，这是什么烦恼，要看清楚你那个分别心是什么，是虚妄的。我们一般讲叫放下分别心。
So we really should be looking at it depending on the level of attainment, different depth of understanding. There's a saying where you
无修之修，
没有修，就是他不用修的，不用修，你修这种不用修的这种法门。
That the saying says you cultivate the non-cultivation. So you cultivate the non-cultivation.This means you're trying to see, observe clearly your distinguishing mind and realize whenever you're making differentiation and letting that go.
因为道不用修这样的观念很容易让人家就说，那杀人啊、放火啊、做什么坏事，就是跟什么跟菩提是一样的。所以，有一些祖师大德像师父都不太愿意讲这一部分。
When you talk about cultivating the non-cultivation ways, it's sometimes easy for people to be misled, and people might start to think, oh, if you say you don't need to cultivate, then, you know, killing people or, you know, committing arson, then that, there's nothing wrong with it. So this is a really high state of teaching, and even Shifu doesn't talk about it very often.
所以有一些人什么他 吃荤或是喝酒，然后讲说什么酒什么酒肉什么穿肠过什么活在心中坐，对。
And based on that saying, there's a saying in Chinese where people will continue to eat meat and then they consume alcohol, but then they make excuses for themselves by saying, oh, the meat and alcohol just simply pass through my stomach, but the Buddha remains in my heart. That's what people say as an excuse.
那还有一个法师把那个大便啊放在那一个餐桌上，那是食物，他说 这两者什么诸法平等啊。
There was also a Dharma master who put a piece of excrement on the table right next to the food and saying, oh, I'm doing this because all phenomenons are equal, are the same.
这好像是鲜卦上人的弟子这样子，那鲜卦上人讲说，哇，你的境界太高了，我们这个没办法啊，还是请你走开好了。
I think that was this act was done by a disciple of a Dharma master, Xuan Hua. And at that time, Xuan Hua Sangren looked at this disciple and said, I think your state is way too high. You're not suitable for our place.
真正就是比如酒肉穿肠过，然后什么活在心中坐，不是吃酒肉穿肠过，吃大便你都可以吃，你才有机还有资格讲这句话。
So if you really want to claim that, oh, I'm able to let the meat and alcohol pass through my stomach and where I keep the Buddha in my heart, if you really want to say that, then you have to obtain a state where you're able to even eat shit and still say the same thing. If you're able to have that kind of cultivation, then you can really use that phrase.
我记得那个慧利法师就说，好，你请这些人就吃一下大便，然后请他讲这样的话，看他做得到还做不到。
Another famous master in Taiwan, Master Hui Lu, did the same thing. He said, yes, you know, if you really want to claim that, then you have to eat some of your own excrement. And if you're able to really do that, then you can say the phrase.
通常就是你见诸法平等的人，他会随顺世间法。
In reality, if there's someone who's able to reach that state and see all phenomena as equal, then this kind of people they usually follow and go act in accordance to the mundane ways of activities and ways of doing things.
也就是说，比如说红灯，就要停，那他就停；绿灯可以走，他就走。那如果改过来，红灯是可以走，绿灯是要停，那他就变成什么？红灯可以走，绿灯停下来。但是我们一般人，如果红灯变成什么？变成绿灯了，变成什么？可以走的话，很多人是什么？没办法适应的，可能有些人会去自杀。开悟的人他随顺世间法，你说现在红灯就是要停，然后他就跟着停，有一天突然讲说现在红灯是可以走了，他就可以走了。就像有时候我们交通有没有，就是有警察说你可以走啦，那我们是因为有警察，那所以我们就走了。但是对一般人来讲，你突然间改变他的习惯，哇，他没办法适应了，他觉得怎么可以这样子。
So a truly enlightened person, they are able to go, they're able to operate in accordance to the conditions at that time. So for instance, following the traffic light, usually we say, you know, a red light, you need to stop, and green light, you must go. So an enlightened person will follow this rule. But let's say there's a situation where someone told him, oh, we changed the rule at this time that now you can go at red light and you have to stop at green light. An enlightened person will able to adjust to this change in a really flexible manner. Whereas regular sentient beings, we are usually stuck in our normal way, a pattern of thinking. So if someone all of a sudden tell you that you can go at red light, an ordinary person will tend to get confused and be annoyed.
也就是说，就是开悟的人， 它不是不分别的啊，它还是可以分别。那有时候我们常讲说它已经没有什么执着，可是这样讲还是听不懂的。
So for a real enlightened person, they still make distinctions. They have the ability to make distinctions. But we say that they don't have attachment. But non-attachment is usually not an easy phenomenon for ordinary people to understand.
我一般人对执着的认知是认为说，啊，你不要坚持你的意见啊，叫执着。
Usually our understanding for non-attachment isthat we shouldn't be attached to our particular way of thinking or opinions.
其实执着应该是，执是当作你把什么，把假的当成真，把草蛇当成什么，草神当成蛇，就认知错误，那是叫执，执假为真，执什么无常为常，执什么无我为我，那个叫执啊，不是只是坚持你的意见叫执，你认为有一个我，五蕴里面有我，这叫执着。
Where in fact non-attachment is not really talking about being attached to your own opinion. It's talking about being attached to a false view, where you treat whatever is false as the truth.Where you treat non-permanence as permanent, and you treat non-self as having a permanent self, thinking there is an existing permanent self within the five skandhas. That's what we're really talking about when we say non-attachment.
那我常常讲的就是什么，心中的妈妈是不是家里面那个妈妈？这把讲了几百次了，我想，你是不是会觉得心中的妈妈就是，就不是家里面那个妈妈？
I use this example countless times already where I kept saying, well, the mother image that you have in your head, is it the real person that's sitting at home right now? I kept using this analogy, but still we treat whatever is in our mind as the real person that's out there.
我想这个道理可能解释一下可以听得懂，但在实际上妈妈的影像浮出来还是什么妈妈。
This notion, this whatever I'm talking about, it may be easy to understand when you're sitting here and thinking it through carefully, logically. But when in actuality, in practice, it's still very hard to distinguish between the mother image that's in our head from the real person that's sitting at home.
你把妈妈的那个影像当成妈妈，就是把那个色色受想行识的那个色当成是有人在里面的。
So if you treat this mother image in your head as your real mom out there, then you are attached to the form.
我们在打坐可能会知道说啊，这个是一个念头，一个妄想浮出来，可能比较清楚说那个就是妄想，不是妈妈，虽然是妈妈的一个形状。可是这个不是只是打坐而已，你在任何时间，我们都会心中都会浮出种种的什么念头，念头里面一定是有影像。你可不可以看到说这个是法尘，这是我的心念，这是我的心。
So when we are meditating, it may be easier to detect when an image of mom pops up. You are able to say that's my.And function of my mind. It's merely a form, an image that I created. But in everyday experience, usually when you constantly we have all these different images popping up, are you able then to distinguish and to be able to tell yourself this is only a function of my mind? This is only an object that's created by my mind. Are you able to do that?
我们在打坐很努力的。嗯，妄想拉回来，妄想拉回来，下座是不拉了，下座是把妄想再什么，再丢回去了。
When we're meditating, we try really hard to bring back the wandering thought, to bring your mind back. But next time, you don't even have to bring it back, just let it go.
也就是打坐除习气，下座恢复习气。
So it's as if whenever we're meditating, we're able to get rid of some habitual patterns. But when you get off the cushion, all these habitual patterns come back to you.
刚才希望开悟，还希望开悟。
If you continue to operate like that, how, and you still think about becoming enlightenment, that would be quite impossible.
所以假设你能够知道说你心中这个呼出的各种念头就是念头而已，然后你能够在生活上可以用这样的观念去观照，我想你生活上是可以跟禅修，是可以禅修的。
If you are able to distinguish between all these images that's popping up from your head as merely images and your own thought, if you're able to do this in your everyday life and contemplate, continue to contemplate like this, then I do believe that it's possible to merge cultivation and everyday living.
如果你浮现一个妈妈的念头出来，你说啊，这个不是妈妈，这是影像，有没有用？没有用的。
没有用是指哪一次吗？就是这样子想没有用，还是说？
没关系，你先讲没有用，我再来讲。
So if you, if an image of the mother pops up and you are able to say, oh, that's not my real mom, it's merely an image, but that's useless.
第一就是当你发觉妈妈的影像浮出来，这个时候你把她当成妈妈，已经错误了。那第二个，你想说这是妈妈，这是影像，好像已经用上观念了。可是你把第二句话当成真的。
So at first, if you mistaken this image that pops up in your head as the mom, then of course that's erroneous. But then, even if you think the second way, you think, oh, mom is mom, and this is merely an image that's in my head, still, this way of thinking, even though you think you are starting to use Dharma and to apply Dharma in your way of thinking, still that is erroneous because you are treating the second statement, this is an image, as the truth.
那一个禅宗有讲，就是这一个妈妈的影像浮出来以后，事实上她已经消失了，结果你还在对她做反应，叫做劫后张弓，就劫已经跑掉，你拿来弓再射她这样子。
So the image of mother that comes up in your head, it actually it's a thought that arises and perish, and it's gone already. Yet, if you continue to contemplate about this image, then you're actually grasping onto this image, as if the bandit has run away already, but you're taking a bow arrow trying to shoot it down.
那有时候叫做刻舟求剑。刻舟就是说你的剑在这个河的这一个地方掉下去了，那你就在船里面做一个记号。可是船不是停在那边，船跑了，就你按照那个方位能不能找得到啊？找不到的。
This chasing down this image and continue to think about this image, it's also like, in Chinese there's a story, a fable that says someone, sitting on a boat and lost a sword or an arrow on the boat, and it fell into the river. But instead of looking for the arrow right away, this person just made a mark on the edge of the boat and say, oh, well, by the time we get to the shore, then I will look for the arrow. So, whereas the arrow is already gone in the middle of the river.
因为一句话就是什么？路上不打死蛇。
It's also like, there's no need to beat down the dead snake that's in the middle of the road. The snake is already dead. There's no need to beat it down furthermore.
也就是说，当你有一个念头浮出来以后，你对它做反应，像这个念头已经不见了，已经死掉了，已经不见了。就像我现在这样子，对不对？那用第二念变一个拳头的时候，刚才那个掌已经什么？已经消失了。你用这一个拳头去 去互动，等于是跟一个死蛇在什么在互动。
It's as if, well, the first the a thought comes up, arises, and then we're still making reaction to the first thought. Whereas the first thought is already gone. All this way of thinking is erroneous. As if take this as your first thought, and the second thought is becomes a fist. The first thought is already gone, but you're using this fist to keep reacting to a empty, a vanished first thought.
这就是我们为什么会念念相续的一个主要原因，就是一念接一念的，为什么会一直这样一念接一念的主要原因，因为我们不认为呼出来的念头它已经是什么，已经是不见了。
And that's why our mind operates as a thought connecting with another thought, like a chain. It never ceases. The thoughts are connected like a chain. And that is because when the first thought perished, we don't realize the first thought has perished. We keep chasing it down, not realizing the thought arises and perishes.
那这一个我想我们禅修的人还包括一般的人也都是认为还在的话就要把他什么把他打死的，可是你不晓得他已经早就被你打死了。
So for no matter whether it's a meditator or regular people, oftentimes a thought arises and we try to deal with it or react to it, not realizing that the thought is already gone.
当下只有你要回过问来谁在看。
So at that very moment, all you really need to do is to turn around and ask yourself, who is observing, who is looking at the thought?
那通常我们讲当下，你跟就是说啊，就是他不是妈妈，那你现在换，我要当下一样啊，就是换什么？换那个不同的那个什么记者而已。
But oftentimes we are not able to do it. We maybe are able to think, oh, that's a thought, let it go, and that's not my mom. It's only an image. But then you start to chase down your second thought.
所以这一个对某些人来讲就相当什么，就有点吃力了。
So it's really, to be able to think correctly, it's quite laborious for a lot of people.
因为我们的不断的在往外攀岩的这个心呢，实际上是按照这种方式在运作的。
Our mind operates, functions like this, that we continue to grasp onto external phenomena.
那我们一般就是常是什么？用取舍心，在取舍好的，然后放掉坏的。可是它主要的模式还是什么？有能起的心，还有什么所起或所舍的境。不管你成不成功，你都落入在能舍的什么对立当中了。
So that's the way we operate. Oftentimes we keep thinking, whether phenomena or thoughts, we think.I like this, I don't like this, I should let this go. Not realizing fundamentally this way of thinking is based on an erroneous view where there is a subject that is able to do the choosing and there are objects that is being chosen or being neglected. This fundamental ways of thinking of subjectivity and objectivity is erroneous.
所以假如你不懂这个道理，也许你可能一辈子都在能所当中，又是在能怎么说能修的心，还有什么所修的境，在这种方式里面在努力，不可能跳出来超越能所。
If you continue to think this way, then all your life, no matter how hard you cultivate, you continue to operate with the mind.The subject that is able to do all kinds of functioning and choosing and reacting to external phenomena, the object. And no matter what you do, how you cultivate, you continue to entrench this pattern and never able to really jump out of the cycle.
那就因为这个样子在能所当中在努力，那就叫着。
This continued effort, even though it's effort, but you're continuing operating with the notions of subject and object, that is what we're talking about here, muddiness.
那后面的四大性智户，孺子得其母，四大当然知道就是什么地水火风嘛，地水火风当然，地有它的特性，我们叫地是什么硬的特质。水是什么特质？湿的特质。火是什么？热的特质。还有什么？风，这边就是风是有移动的特质。后面下面都有写嘛。
Moving on to the next stanza, the four great elements. The four great elements are earth, water, fire, and wind, air. And each of these elements has its own characteristics. It follows where fire burns, provides heat, and the wind has movement, and water is wet and moist, and earth is concrete.
那四大它的特质是这个样子。那子得其母，就四大的火的妈妈是谁？它现在是火，它本人叫做儿子。啊，回到妈妈那边去了。妈妈是谁？
So these four elements, the fire, wind, water, and earth, each has its own special characteristics. And here we're talking about they return to their own nature as child finds its mother. So let's say if the fire is a child, who is its mother? Who is the fire's mother?
风是他妈妈。
Some people say wind, air is the mother of fire.
谁看到风啊？
But 法师 says, who perceives air?
你在梦中梦到就是什么一个火一直在燃烧的那个梦境，这个妈妈在从哪个地方跑出来的？对呀，那妈妈是谁？
So let's say if you in your dream you have this image of the fire, roaring fire, who created this fire? And people say the mind.
没有心有没有火啊？有没有这个梦境呢、啊、
？If there's no mind, then are you going to have the dream of fire?
所以在任何时间、任何现象一定是没有离开，我们叫体或者离开性。
So no matter what the phenomenon is, it doesn't depart from the notion of nature, the mind.
那禅宗在讲性的时候，讲说就是你的心。
And in the Chan school, whenever we're talking about nature, we're talking about the mind.
这是手掌还是你的心？
Is this your hand or your mind?
第一笔，然后就是你的心还是我的心？
Is this your mind or my mind?
我们一定会看到，就是这个是你的手啊。如果是心的话，可能是你的心。
So when you are looking at it, you probably answer, "Oh, that's your hand, so it's your mind."
如果你不讲，你不知道它是你的心，你就不懂得什么若人亦了知什么三世一切佛应观什么法界性一切为心照。你是嘴巴念念的话，就是你不认为就是所有东西都是你的心。
If you cannot tell, if you don't really know that this is in fact your mind,then you don't realize, you don't understand the phrase where everything is created by your mind.
我听得很伤心，请问用什么心伤什么心？
Whenever you hear something, people say something, and you know, people usually say, oh, it hurts my feelings, it hurts my heart. What are you talking about? You know, what heart? Which heart is hurting which heart? Which mind is hurting which mind?
你仔细看的话，很可能就是你自己跑到前面去，说这个是代表某甲，你就跑到第二来说这个是我，那就打那一个人，就你说哈，他怎么可以打我这样子
？Well, actually, it's probably your two thoughts. Your first thought you treat it as, oh, this thought represents someone else, you know, person X.And then your second thought, oh, this is me. And you're using your second thought to attack your first thought of this image of that other person.
你会不会觉得你用第二念伤被第一念伤害？
Are you going to think, oh, it's my one thought is hurting the other thought?
还是别人伤害你？
Or do you perceive as someone else, an actual person hurting you?
假设你没有这种能力把第一念当成别人、哦、你要被伤害非常困难。
If you stop acting that way, stop treating the first thought as a real person, someone that's out there, if you're really able to detach from that, then it will become quite difficult for anyone to hurt you.
所以禅宗他们看清楚这些都是妄念对不对没有东西是外来的，就他要，就是哇，弄出很伤心，都还要有点功夫。
So in the Chan school, cultivators, once they are able to realize that these are all wandering thoughts, for those people to really be hurt by anyone or pretend to be hurt by anyone, it's quite an act. It's quite something.
就是已经没有梦的人，他要就是要很努力的弄出一个梦来，都还要再修啊。
For someone who doesn't dream anymore, they don't have all these wandering thoughts to be dreaming. For them to then have to force themselves to dream, it's really difficult.
那我们就是我们把你所浮出的影像当成这么一回事，然后用第二念来对付第一念呢？欸、这个是我们常常在搞的玩意耶，我就玩的把戏就对了。
So whenever one thought arises, and if we mistakenly treat it as a real external phenomenon, and then we give rise to a second thought, using the second thought to attack, react, interact with this first thought, this way of interaction between one thought and another thought attacking each other, we do this all the time.
我们这种游戏，玩多久了
？It's a game that we play. How long have we been engaged in this kind of games?
你有人要不要玩改一下？说这是他吗？你问看这是他吗
？Maybe we should jump out of it and change our way of thinking. Maybe in a next time when you face this kind of situation, you should question yourself.Is this thought really who I think it is? Does it really represent the external person?
这应该听懂吧、哦、
Do you understand?
继续玩吗？还是改变一下、游戏的模式？
Do you want to continue to play this game or do you want to change the mode of interaction?
下个礼拜来，我问问看，说你们有没有改变玩这个游戏的那个模式。
Next week when you come, I'm going to ask you whether you have changed your mode of playing.
哦，这样如果你这样改的话，哦，你可能你的什么，从此你的人生是什么黑白什么变彩色。
If you're really able to transform the way you play this mind game, then your life will instantaneously change from black and white to a very colorful life.
那禅宗其实他在讲这一部分。
That's what the Chan school teaches, this way the mind operates.
他是整个把你的那个什么，对世间的看法，整个把你什么，180度给你转过来。
its purpose, what Chan School teaches, is to flip your worldview upside down.
它不是告诉你观念，是要叫你去看一看，你去做。
It doesn't only teaches you about concepts, it wants you to actually experience and try it.
那我们这个叫做什么？叫做体跟用，就是用，就是体，体就是用。
And this is relating back to what we talked about, essence and function. Essence is function.
就是我们心，它的体性，是无相的，可是可以产生种种的什么？种种的各种各式各样的相，你心里面，我们现在也没有这种能力啦。有一个人他修那个什么，修水观，也就是他观那个水啊，就让他的身体变成什么？刚开始还没那么厉害，那最后他观，他身体就变成什么一团水，啊。那有一次他的徒弟就是打开门以后看到地上就一团水，然后就丢了一个什么砖头啊，丢到那一个水里面去，那结果这个老师，这个师傅啊，就是出定以后哇头痛的要命，然后这个徒弟就跟他讲说，我刚才打开这个慌张的门哦，看到地上有一滩水哦，那就丢了一个好玩嘛，就丢了一个石头。那个慌张和尚这样讲说，下一次你再看到水的时候，请把那个什么，请把那个石头捡起来啊。所以他第二次他在观水的时候，他徒弟就把它捡起来，然后他的痛就好了。那这一个是《楞严经》里面的那一个，有一个人修水观的，有一个菩萨，他是这样子。
So the mind itself, the essence of the mind is without form, it's formless, but it has a function to illuminate, to observe all sorts of forms and all the phenomena in the world. In the Shirogama Sutra, there's a story of a great, great meditator. And this Dharma master specializes in a method called the contemplation of water. And he was deep in samadhi. And so his body, when he was meditating, actually transformed into a puddle of water during his samadhi. And one of his disciples entered his room and saw, how come there's a puddle of water in the room? So the disciple, just out of fun, just threw a pebble into the puddle of water. And after the abbot, the Dharma master, came out of samadhi, he felt, oh gosh, I have this severe headache. And he called upon his disciple and said, what did you do while I was in samadhi? And the disciple said, oh, I saw there was a puddle of water, so I was curious. I threw a pebble in there. And so the Dharma master said, next time when you come in and see a puddle of water, please be so kind and pick this pebble, take it out of the water. And the next time when the Dharma master enters samadhi in this water contemplation, And the disciple came into the room, he indeed took the pebble out. And this time, when the Dharma master came out of samadhi, he felt fine and the headache was gone. And of course, this is a really, really deep way of meditating, and we are very few of us, or maybe none of us, are able to achieve that kind of state at this time. But this is a story from the Shirogama Sutra.
如果你相信他，那他就继续讲，叫性空什么？不是，性空真水，性水真空。那实际上就是等于是《心经》所讲的什么？色即是空，空即是色。
So in Shirogama Sutra, there's a phrase where the nature is true water, and the water is the nature. This phrase actually parallels with emptiness is form, and form is emptiness in the Heart Sutra.
所以你如果相信的话，你再看看就是舍利弗要涅槃的时候，他就什么往上上 上空一冲，然后化成什么一道什么火光，我们叫火光三昧。
So if you believe in stories like this, then you will, it's not difficult to believe when Shariputra, when he was entering Nirvana, he just elevated from the earth and rushed into the vast emptiness and transformed into a flash of fire and was gone. And that was because he was cultivating the samadhi of fire and light.
然后信和尚不知道在哪里有一个弟子，他就念佛，结果就坐在那边，然后就坐化了，事实上他身体变成什么一堆什么，他全部变成什么，就是自魂，用那个三昧真火把自己自魂然后变成什么一堆灰，那人家以为他坐在那边在念佛，就一碰全部变成什么，就变成一堆灰啊！然后我在想说，他的功夫可能不是那么好哦，还有还没有办法把它变成真空啊。
There are many of such stories. Master Chan, Master Empty Cloud, Master Xu Yun, he also had a disciple who focused on recitation of the Buddha's name. And when he was about to pass away, he meditated and continued to recite, and he was able to rouse an inner fire and cremated himself. So other people, an onlooker looking at this statue, thinking, oh, he still continued to meditate, whereas if they touch it, it all crumbles into ashes. But what I'm thinking is, you know, this person's cultivation is probably not as good as Shariputra or anyone, because this person, there's still all these ashes remaining and not able to just vanish into empty air.
然后这个俄罗斯带有一个比丘，他就是吃饱饭以后，他就会做一点小娱乐，就是他嘴巴就吐出一个什么一个女孩子啊，然后就抱一抱，涌一涌，然后什么再吞回去这样子啊。
During the Buddha's time, there's another cultivator. Whenever after he eats, he gives himself a little bit entertainment, where he would spit out from his mouth an image of a woman, and then, you know, he would dance around with this woman, embrace this woman, and then afterwards swallow this woman again. That was a story from the Buddha's time.
他是比丘啊。
And this was a monk.
算不算犯戒？
Does this consider breaking the precept?
那我们做不做这种事情？
Can we do this kind of things? Do we do it?
我们功夫没那么好，我们没办法这样一想就变成一个女人出来。我们可以观想啊，会不会我们会观想？观想我碰到一个，然后带他去喝咖啡，然后坐下来，哇，那就是哇，整天都非常高兴，会不会？
Do we do this kind of things? Maybe our cultivation is not as good as these people. We're not able to materialize a person out of thin air. But don't we do similar kind of things in our own mind? We create all these images and stories that in our mind, we create an image of a woman, and then we can take this woman to a cafe, sitting down, having a good time, and then all day we are so happy. Don't we do this kind of mental activities all the time?
第一个我们功夫差，第二个那个比丘吐出一个女孩子的时候，他知道这个就是他的心念而已，他不会被骗的。那我们观想，不是观想啊，就是我们想到以后你是被骗的，你就真的哇，好不容易终于他跟我出来喝咖啡了呢，你就跟你的妄想在喝咖啡，可是你不知道的。
Our cultivation is really not that good compared to this monk in Buddha's time. Whenever this monk created and spit out a woman, an image of woman, this monk, because he has attained the right understanding, he realized this is merely a form that's created by my own mind, and he's not going to be fooled by it. He was just, you know, playing around.Whereas for us, whenever we created different images in our head, we forget that we are the one who created the image. And instead, we are fooled by these images, and we continue on, you know, thinking, oh, there's really a woman. I'm going to a cafe with this woman. It took me so long to get to ask her out. And you get all immersed in your own creation, your own mental activities, without realizing it's only created by your own mind.
我们是不是很多时候就是透过观想创造这个一天的快乐，或是十天的快乐
？Do we do that sometimes? Where just by mere imagination and the ways of thinking, we fool ourselves into a full day of happiness?
对，这个我们觉得好像也没有什么错误嘛，哈。
But we don't think it's wrong.
那这一个叫我们叫什么？心生种种法，生心灭什么？种种法灭。
That's why there's a saying, when a mind arises, then all sorts of phenomena also arise. And when the mind ceases, then all sorts of phenomena also enter cessation.
所以就是能够了解这些现象从来没有离开我们的心，那用这样的方式那我们的心就比较能够什么自在。
If we're really able to understand that all these phenomena are indeed created by the mind and it does not go outside of the mind, if we really understand this, then our mind can be at ease.
可是我们偏偏就是我们都会把心里面创造出来的这些影像啊，地水火风啊，后面都讲的什么色声香味触啊，你会认为那是外来的东西，那就变成它是外来的东西，那我在这边，结果就变成我跟外来的东西在互动。
But with all these things that's created by the mind, we forget, you know, the fire, the air, the water. We forget it's created by the mind. Instead, we mistakenly take it as actual external phenomena, and we start to interact with all these external phenomena.
那这个观念不能建立，那不能用这种观念去观照，那刚才讲的这个就是什么？就是浊，就是分别心嘛。
If we are not able to see that all phenomena are created by the mind, then we are operating with a mind that makes this differentiation, and that is what's called muddiness.
我们说人生如梦啊，那来的时候有没有带东西来？去的时候有没有带东西去
？We often say life is but a dream. When we come to this earth, to this world, do we bring anything with us? And when we're leaving this world, do we take anything with us?
这个不太容易懂呢。那这边讲的是你有没有来这个世间，有没有离开这个世间？
This is probably already difficult to understand, but a deeper way of thinking is, did you ever come into this world? Did you ever leave this world?
有吗？你们有来这个世间吗？
Did you come into this world?
你我们就不会想说他们讲说广钦老和尚说没来没去呢，那想一想真的有没有来啊？如果说你认为有来有去，至少用第二个什么第二个模式，就是来也没有带走一物啊，去也没有什么带走一物啊，那就不要执着了，这是第二层次的。那如果说你听到说是没来没去的，那为什么老是觉得有来有去？那我的知见跟他们的差别在哪里？
In the unenlightened state, it's really difficult to understand this. Dharma Master Guangqing, he actually said, there's no coming, there's no going. That's the deepest first level of understanding. No coming and no going at all. But if we're not able to be enlightened and understand that level of thinking, then at least we can use the second level of thinking and remind ourselves, when we come, we don't bring anything with us. And when we go, we don't take anything with us either. And maybe start to contemplate based on that level. But sometimes we should conduct a deeper kind of thinking. Ask ourselves, why is it that I don't understand the notion of no coming and no going? How is my mind operating differently than someone, an enlightened person, who thinks there's no going and no coming?
禅宗是很重视这种没来没去的，就是心经什么不生什么不灭不增不减不垢不净。可是禅宗因为是没来没去，所以就变成不来而来，不去什么而去。
So in the Chan school, they really emphasize this notion of no coming and no going. In the Heart Sutra, it talks about no increasing and no decreasing, no pure and no defilement, etc. But in the Chan school, they talk about no coming and no going, whereas the meaning is really about you come because of no coming and you go because of no going. It's a very deep state.
那禅宗有时用另外一个名称叫做什么不坏世间相而什么不坏世间相而什么而是什么是你本身是出世间，也就是说出世间相它并没有妨碍什么就是世间相，它还是可以显现世间相的这些功能。
There's also another saying where you manifest all these phenomena that's in accordance to the everyday ordinary world, whereas you actually have the understanding of out-of-world understanding, enlightenment. At the same time, all your behaviors and activities does not contradict with the ordinary ways of conducting things.
那这个就是像我们做梦梦到去徽州玩一趟，结果醒来哪里也没有去，可是做梦的时候有没有去？有。
It's just like whenever you're dreaming, you maybe dream that you went to Africa and came back. And when you woke up, did you in fact go anywhere? No, you didn't go anywhere. But in the dream, you did.
还有做梦梦到吃到好吃的东西，也是跟真的吃到好吃的东西一样。可是醒来的时候有没有？没有。
And when you're dreaming, if you dream that you have eaten something delicious, in the dream you did, but when you woke up, have you eaten anything? No.
那我们会不会用这种方式，就是梦照做，可知道它是什么？它是梦。
So if we're able to understand that, then at least we can continue to dream, but at least understanding, knowing that it's but a dream.
那这个是禅宗一直要去强调这一部分的。
This is a point that the Chan school really emphasize.
总而言之就是讲什么现象跟你那一个空性，或是你那一个我们叫离体，就道理的理，有没有？然后那个身体的体。
So this is referring to the external phenomena and your own mind, the essence, nature of your mind.
这样讲是不是颠覆大家的什么？大家的想法？
Does this disturb and you know just flip your original understanding upside down 180 degree?
这样能不能活下去了？
If you keep thinking like this, are you able to continue living your normal life?
哎，要不要继续讲
？Should I continue with the teaching?
好像讲一讲，就是听归听嘛，哈，做归做。
Well, no matter what I say, you can just hear whatever I say, and then you do go about your everyday life the usual way.
其实你真能够照做的话，你生活才是什么？ 他是多才多姿的。
But if you are really able to think this way, you know, according to the phrase, and to act this way, then your life really becomes free and very colorful, vibrant.
那这一个，这个如果你们有机会去看那个禅宗的书，的那个语录啊，他不解释这一个了。他就直接什么？直接，直接表演给你看。
If you have the chance to look into some records of from past Chan masters, then you can see that they don't only talk about it; they actually embody it and show you in real cases.
那举一个例啊，就是来果禅师的例子。有一次有一个。有一个是佛教的学者啊，那就问来果禅师说：“什么叫法身啊？”来果禅师就问他说：“你要真的法身还是假的法身啊？”哦，当然要真的啊。好啦，好，你要真的法身，那我就讲给你看啊。就有一个怪物哈、啊，那五个脚哈、啊，然后两个头，那四条嘴巴那。十条腿啊，反正就乱讲就可以了啊。然后那一个想说，那、啊、这哪里是法身？然后最后想说，哦，真的法身你不知道，好，那我现在讲个假的法身给你听啊。他说这个什么，这个法身什么，穷树三际什么，横遍十方，再生再胜不争，再还不减，好像就。背了一大堆那个什么《佛法》里面就是那个法身的那些句子给他听了、啊，他说：“对呀、啊，这才差不多。”结果他想说：“哇，我给你真的法身，你不懂了；给你假的法身，你高兴的要命了。”
Let me share a story with you from one of these recordings. It's a story about Master Chan Master Lai Guo.During his time, there was a Buddhist scholar that came to visit Master Lai Guo and asked, "What is the true Dharma body? Can you show it to me?" And Chan Master Lai Guo said, "Well, do you want the real one, or do you want the fake one?" And the Buddhist scholar said, "Of course, I want the real one." And so Master Lai Guo said, "Okay, so let me tell you, describe it to you.A true Dharma body looks like this. It's a monster with two heads, four mouths, and many, many fangs and two horns." And this Buddhist scholar said, "What? You know, what are you talking about? That's not a Dharma body. You're lying." And then Dharma Master Lai Guo said, "Well, in that case, let me describe the fake Dharma body to you." And the Buddhist scholar said, okay, you know,describe it. And Master Lai Guo then said, "Yeah, this fake Dharma body is pervasive to all directions. It's neither decreasing or no increasing, and etc., etc." So he recited all these popular Buddhist scriptures to this Buddhist scholar. And at this time, the Buddhist scholar was finally very satisfied, saying, "Ah, yes, that is my understanding of Dharma body. That is the true Dharma body." And Chan Master Lai Guo,then said to him, "You're really, your view is really erroneous. When I'm telling you what the real Dharma body is, you wouldn't listen, and you will only accept the fake one that I described."
还有像有一些禅师，可能有一些人就问说，禅师什么叫佛性？那禅师讲，我不知道。你是禅师，你怎么不知道？我不是禅师，你觉得很奇怪。这个人有没有回答他
？And in another story, it's often the case where cultivators, practitioners will come to Chan masters and ask Chan masters, "What is Buddha nature?" And Chan master would answer, "I don't know." And the practitioner would say, "What? You're a Chan master and you don't know what Buddha nature is?" And The charm master would then answer, I'm not a charm master. Okay, so in stories like this, did the charm master really answer the practitioner's question? Yes, he did. He answered already.
他回答了没有？那又是哪一个？
Did the charm master answer the question, what is Buddha nature?
他在讲说我不知道那个本身 是什么东西讲的，是佛性讲的，就是佛性，不是佛性讲的。
So, well, actually, when the charm master said, upon being asked, what is Buddha nature, the charm master said, I don't know. What is who? Who is saying this, I don't know? Who is it that's answering, I don't know? Buddha nature.
可是这个是要你自己什么自信流露出来的哦，你不能就是，哎，我随便讲，然后就对了哦。你禅师不会上你的当的。
But to talk like this, to have this kind of interaction, it has to be based on true enlightenment and the true revealing of your Buddha nature. You cannot fake it. You cannot read all these stories and start to fake these answers. A good Dharma master, Charm master, will be able to tell that you're lying.
那禅师在回答这种问题的时候，其实看他高兴他要怎么回答，有时候就什么就大喝一声，有时候是什么打人。
When charm masters respond to this type of questions, they really go according to the condition, and they answer however it suits them, that moves them. So sometimes they would just shout, or sometimes they would hit the person who asked the question. And it's really spontaneous.
你们还记得那个临济禅师去问那个黄檗禅师的时候，还没有开口就什么就被打，第二次再问又被打，第三次什么又被打，他就认为他自己可能善根不够这样子。黄檗禅师有没有回答他？他说祖什么叫祖师西来意啊，他说我有些人就说我也没有做错什么事，你有什么打我，那就没办法了。
So when Charm Master Lin Ji went to ask Dharma from Master Huang Po, at that time, before he even uttered the question, the first time he was hit on the head. And the second time, when he asked, what is the meaning of the patriarch coming to the West, he was again whacked on the head. And the third time he asked again, and again another whack.And so at that time, Master Lin Ji thinks to himself, maybe my root is really shallow and I don't have enough merit. That's why I keep getting whacked and I still don't understand.
也就是禅师在回答你，实际上就是说，实际上就是祖师西来意，或是国师有没有佛性，哦，那都是在问你的什么，我们本来的什么面貌是什么。那禅师就告诉你，他不会讲说什么都是这样子太什么，这样你又会落入什么，落入思维，他直接就是打你。
Whereas, you know, actually all this whacking is already a response to his questions. So this kind of questions, no matter what the actual phrasing is, it could be what is the meaning of the patriarch coming to the West,Or a common question is, do dogs have Buddha nature? No matter what it's really, the words are asking, the true question is, what is my original face? But for the charm masters, they cannot answer you by saying, oh, everything is Buddha nature. It's too vague. And so instead, they whack you.
那这一个有些人听得见，不懂就是不懂，那有一些人就是什么就模仿。
So there are many of these kind of stories and some people simply just don't get it and other people they start to imitate and try to fake it.
那记得有一次师父小乘的时候，师父就说这是什么，就对方就 准备上去要抢师傅的香板，要打师傅。师傅说：“哎，你没有开悟，你不能打我啊！”推阳就哇，这个祖师的语录没有写这一个啊，就不知道怎么回答了。
So there was once during a meditation retreat, 师傅 held up his palm and said, "What is this?" And one meditator, because this person had read some recordings, stories from past Chan cases. So this person just grabbed the incense stick, incense board, and tried to whack Shi Fu. And Shi Fu immediately said, "You cannot whack me because you're not enlightened yet." And upon hearing this, this person, because this is spontaneous and this is not in the story, so this person was dumbfounded and not able to respond.
如果真的就是他真的他自己体验的话，他管师父怎么讲，我打你就是打你。
If this person had true understanding and true enlightenment, then no matter what 师父 said, this person will probably still whack him.
那在我们禅宗很多时刻，因为这些很盛行的时候，很多人就是什么就模仿，所以到最后的话，他们就什么。就说那、啊、你就老实参一个什么参一个什么这个什么是无参个三十年再讲，不要跟我耍赖什么耍这些什么无为不为这样子。
So there are many many of these stories in Chan, in the Chan school, and so a lot of people after reading these koans and case studies, they start to copy it, imitate it, try to fake it, and that's why later onteachers start to teach, no matter what, you know, you just investigate the question, what is wu? What is wu? Investigate the 话头 for 30 years before we start talking about anything deeper. Don't play these trickeries on me. It's useless.
所以这一个现在我们就是师父现在很少讲这一部分了，而这一部分值不值得再回去看呢？其实还是值得的。
So 师父 doesn't talk about this kind of things very often in his later years, but are these stories worth of investigating and studying? Yes.
因为这些东西有它的弊病，可是它有它的什么？它的很直接的，我们叫直指人心的什么的效果。
So these case studies, the koans, they're still worth investigating, even though there are some flaws in them, and you know some people may be prone to imitating it. At the same time, all these stories have some really direct ways of looking at the mind.
就是我们在看这些公案呢，不要只是什么，只是就是用背的，会用模仿的，是透过这些祖师在讲这个部分的时候，你去什么？你去，等于是我们叫什么？借着什么手指头去什么？去找月亮。
So when you read these koans, don't just memorize it, don't try to copy it, imitate it, but instead we should look at these live examples and think of it as the finger that is pointing at the moon. So you're using this finger to help you see the moon. That's what the purpose of the koans are.
我不晓得我那个会不会变成公案呢？你心里面的妈妈是不是外面那个妈妈？
The analogy that I often give you, you know, the mother that's in your head, whether it's a real mom that's sitting at home, I don't know, maybe, I don't know whether it's going to become a koan or not.
这个跟我们的生活是非常直接的嘞，是不是？
But this example is directly related to our everyday life, isn't it?
我们无菩萨听说好，有没有来啊？这个就说好，还蛮管用的是吧？就吴什么吴桂林是吧，他说
there's a volunteer here, and I don't know whether she's here or not today, but she said it's really useful.
这个只是第一步而已，其实最到最后的话，如果不是的话，那是什么？其实到最后马上是直指你的心的。
So this kind of questioning, you know, this image of your mom in your head, this way of thinking, it's to start thinking this way, start questioning, it's but the first step. And then after you're able to make the distinction, then you start to question, then what is it? You know, what is this image that's in my head? It will help you to start looking at your own mind.
通常我问这样子的时候，很多人就想说，是啊，那我就会问他说，那如果是，那你妈妈怎么可能在这边？他们就，对齁，可他最后不讲了，不讲我就没招了。
So sometimes when I ask people, using this question to ask people, the image of your mom in your head, whether it's really your mom, when I ask people that, some people will say, no, it's not. Well, some people will say, yes, this image is my mom. In that case, I will continue to ask them, if you think it's your real mom, now how could your mom be sitting here inside your head? And some people just...They were dumbfounded and not able to answer, but they get stuck there and they stop investigating. In that case, then there's really little I can do. You have to start, continue to ask.
我有记得就是，我还没有出家之前，然后，去龙安寺上课，那有一次师父就问我说，你是谁？那我就讲我的俗名啊，那。我都讲我的署名了，那师父就问说，那你还没有这个名字的时候是谁？那我就说我是我妈妈的儿子啊。那师父讲说，那你还没有生出来是谁？照讲应该讲说，对哦，我还没生出来是谁？结果我回答说，我又没有修行，我怎么知道？师父就啊，你这个没有用，就。叫什么？就到此为止了。对，因为就是就听，我就认为就过去式才知道嘛。这要什么？要宿命通嘛？我有没有修行？我怎么知道我是谁？是不是要宿命通？这不是要宿命通的，是你还没有，你都还没有出生的。宿命通是什么？你已经出生了，过去式还是有的。可是师父是直接要问你说。你都还没有这个形体，没有这个五蕴的时候，你是什么？可是那时候是什么？那时候学佛也没有多久啊，师父就找我问，因为没有尝过话头啊，可能我讲，对哈，那进入没有，我马上讲说，对啊，我又没有修行，怎么知道啊？师父知道说你这个不是尝话头的什么材料。
Before I left home once, back in Taiwan at Nongchan Temple Monastery, I ran into Shifu, and Shifu asked me, "Who are you?" And I gave him the name I had before I left home. So I just told him my name, and Shifu asked me, "Who are you before you got this name?" And I answered to Shifu, "I'm my mother's son." And Shifu said.Well, before you were your mother's son, before you were born, who are you? And I say, how would I know? I don't have the spiritual power of knowing my past lives. And at that time, Shifu knows, okay, this person is still not suitable to investigate Hua Tou. Because instead of continue to ask question, who am I? Who are you? I just stopped there because at that time, I only learned a little bit about Buddhism. I thought, how am I supposed to know my past lives? I need to have the spiritual power to know who I am before I was born. But the question is really not asking about what your past lives is. It's asking, what is your original face before you were born? What is your original face before you were born? If you're talking about past lives, you know, past lives is a life that you had.After you were born, you were already born. So the question is the 话头 What is your original face?
那就是禅师，事实上他回应你一句，事实上他就要把你推向一个地方，就是你怎么思考，你就发现那个思考是错误的。可是还要什么？要不要思考？他们要请你叫什么？思考到一个是没办法思考的状态，没听懂？思考去思考一个没办法用思考所能达到的状态， 这样有矛盾？
没有。
So when Chan masters ask a question, usually they are trying to get at an answer which is not attainable through logical thinking. So they keep asking you, and whatever answer you can give, they're all wrong. They're trying to ask you and push you to a state where you're looking for an answer that is not answerable. Does this make sense to you? Is this possible?
那很多人一参就觉得啊，这个好累哦，这个参到什么时候？就不玩了啊，不玩了，禅师就没你的办法了。
For a lot of people, when they engage in this kind of investigation, after a very short while, they feel, this is very tiring. How long is this going to take? And so they stop. And if you stop at that moment, then really, no matter how good a Chan master is, there's really nothing they can do if you just stop and stop questioning.
实际上，这种是直什么？直什么？直指人心的一个很直接的东西，可是碰到那一些什么不喜欢玩的人，禅师就什么就把你摆在一边了。
So actually, this kind of questioning is very direct. It try to point at your mind directly, try to get at what the mind is, but.If it's someone who doesn't want to play the game anymore, who doesn't want to continue to investigate and to ask, then there's nothing the Chan master can do, and you just get shoved to the side.
我们通常我们还是比较喜欢就是他有什么东西，那我们就想个什么东西。那想个他给什么东西，我就想个什么东西。那在禅宗，他们叫做什么？叫做寒如竹块啊，寒如是一种果啊 ，dog 了哈，发音不太准，就是果，然后什么，有什么东西来，它就什么，就咬什么东西，竹块就是追逐什么，追逐那个什么，追逐那个什么，反正一给它什么东西，它就追，就是抓，它抓什么东西，你像抓了一百天，永远是什么，看不到自己的东西，自己的本来面目的，因为就是一直往外什么。往外追取的。
Usually, regular people, we tend to prefer an interaction, where you bounce ideas off one another, where the Chan master asks something, you give some kind of answer, and then the Chan master bounce off from that kind of ideas. But that's not how, Hua Tou investigation is. To think like that, it's as if a dog that's chasing something externally, and you just continue to chase and chase after external phenomena, and there's not an ending to this kind of bouncing back and forth. And so that is not what Hua Tou investigation is about.
So they have sometimes said, there's a 禅师讲说，你不要跟着你的妄念在什么，跟着这样在互动的话，那就胜过你参禅十年。
So a Chan master had once said, if you stop interacting with your wandering thoughts, as if you're able to do that, it's much more auspicious and better than the so-called meditating for 10 years.
我们参禅不得力，实际上就是我们一直用现前的心，然后去抓取已经消失的前一秒的念头，就是我们一般人的心就这样子，前一念消失了以后，你用当下这一念又是什么？去要去抓取，就有点像是果一直在什么，一直在抓取。那这是我们一般人的状态啊。禅修的有时候还是会这样子的，所以禅修很久你也不太会得力的。
The reason why we're not able to derive substantial.Benefit from meditating is because we follow this way of thinking where we use our second thought to chase down our first thought. It's just like a dog keep chasing around different external phenomenons. And no matter how long you meditate like this, it's really difficult to derive real power from your meditation.
那禅宗在等于在问的时候，实际上他就是要你现前这一念，它本身， 他本身他是没办法思考那是什么，上就是回你这样去参的话，才会回到他这一念这个念头的本身。
So in Chan school, what they're really trying to get at is, when you have a thought, you're trying to get at what is behind this thought. It's not something you can really think about because otherwise you'll be chasing down the thoughts again, as in the usual way. That's what the Chan school is trying to get at. That's something that's beyond thinking.
不知道这样听下来有没有人帮助？
If we stop here, I don't know if that's going to. Does it help you?
没有啦，继续来听，下个礼拜还有。
If you haven't found any benefit from this, then continue to come. Next week, we are going to talk about this even more.
这样的课程哈，你不要觉得你可能有些人是听不懂的哈。那告诉各位哈，这一个百丈禅师哈，在马祖的座下哈。然后每一次那时候百丈禅师是侍者哈，那每一次百丈禅师就是拿那一个有个饼哈，他们叫壶饼，就夫人做的那个饼哈，拿给百丈禅师，拿给那一个马祖，每次马祖要吃的时候都讲说这是壶饼，每次要吃的时候这是壶饼，讲了三年百丈。哦，这是胡饼。他三年都不知道他在讲什么，你们今天来听一次，不懂，就是应该的啦。
Many of you may find this kind of teachings very difficult, and it's almost inconceivable. It's difficult to understand, but you have to know. One of the great Chan masters, Master Bai Zhang. And at that time, he was the disciple of Master Ma Zu, and he was his attendant. Bai Zhang was Ma Zu's attendant. And every day he would bring a biscuit to his master. And every day Ma Zu, the teacher, would point at this biscuit and say, "This is a biscuit." And every day for 3 years,Yet, Master Bai Zhang still could not understand the meaning behind the saying, "This is a biscuit." So he did this for every day for 3 years, still no clue. And today you're only here once, so it's okay if you don't understand it.
那Bai Zhang就从来不把答案告诉那一个什么，就马祖从来不把那个答案说破。那我们在这边的话，我可能会讲说啊，这个是什么？胡饼就是什么？就是你的心性，你的本来面目，有没有用？也没有什么用。不过你们还会再来听，因为好像懂了一点点啊。
So in those 3 years, the teacher Ma Zu never explained that whenever I say this is a biscuit, I'm talking about this is your very own Buddha nature. He never explained that.And whereas I'm sitting here, and every time, you know, when we talk about something, I will explain, yes, this is talking about your Buddha nature. So even though it's very difficult for you, maybe you're starting to get a tiny, tiny taste of it, and come back next week. We'll talk about it more.
所以要继续来三年啊，如果你认为你的根基跟百丈差不多，也要三年了。
So you have to continue to come for the next 3 years. If you think your root is as good as Chan Master Bai Zhang, at least it will take 3 years. 阿弥陀佛。We're now going to recite the verse on merit transfer. May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Upwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude.Downwardly, we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，谨此意报心，同生极乐国。